Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets across Pakistan over the past several days to condemn the killing of Shia Muslims. The protests followed a massive bomb blast on Saturday that ripped through a busy market in a Shia neighborhood in Quetta city of Balochistan province. The explosion led to the deaths of at least 90 people. Scores have been killed in attacks against Shia Muslims so far this year. The Pakistani protesters want the government and the country's Supreme Court to help bring an end to such attacks.
We want every sensible human being to know that killing of any human being is illegal and it is wrong. And here we are sitting here, and we will keep sitting here until and unless our demands will not be accepted, because we want government and we want Chief Justice to know whatever is happening in Quetta, this is wrong.
The growing incidents of violence against Shia Muslims have prompted the country's highest court to take notice of the worsening situation. But it remains to be seen if the Supreme Court's move will help put an end to the Shia killings in Pakistan.
Last month, the government imposed governor rule in Balochistan province to maintain law and order. However, the move has made little impact to control the situation. In response to the nationwide protests, Prime Minister Raja Parvez Ashraf has ordered security forces to immediately launch a targeted operation against militants in Balochistan province.
Providing security to the people is our duty, and we will make all-out efforts to maintain law and order in Balochistan province. Let me assure you that the government will go to any extent to punish those who are behind these killings.
The protesters finally agreed to end their four-day demonstration after the government said it has arrested 170 people suspected of being involved in Saturday's bombing. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.